St. Luke chapter 15, verse 23. The Bible said, "And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. Now his eldest son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, "Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound." And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, "Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf." And he said unto him, "Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine." And he said unto him, "Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine." Read just a little bit more real quickly. I don't want to weary you with reading. Book of Genesis. Very familiar scripture here. Amen. Nothing new to us here either. In the second chapter. And the 16th verse there. Very familiar scripture. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16. Amen. The Bible here says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way? I need the Lord to help me right here. Precious Lord and loving Savior, I love you. I do. I praise you. I thank you. My feebleness, my weakness, my inability is ever before me. I realize that I'm nothing. I realize that I can do nothing. But if you would place your anointing, Lord, and season our speech with grace, I know you're able to say something that'll help somebody. God, I pray, would you meet with us in these altars? I pray you touch every heart, encourage every soul, meet every need. And we praise you for what you've been doing right here among us. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, in the night time, in the daytime, at noontime, whenever you so desire. If you want a midnight snack, you may freely eat." There'll always be fruit on those trees. There'll always be something there. And it's yours. I'm giving it to you. And you can freely eat. If the Lord will help us for just a little while, I'd love to try to preach to us just a simple message with the Lord's help on one dead calf. One dead calf. Read a very familiar story here to us. About this prodigal son, and we've all read it time and time again. It's been preached on. It's encouraged us. It's helped us. It's touched us. It's blessed us. And it's very familiar to us. We've got a man that has two sons here. One of them has got rebellious, and we know the story. When he got his part of his dad's inheritance, the Bible said that he departed. And he wasted his substance with riotous living. And finally, God had mercy and dealt with him. And he came to himself and he came back to daddy's house. And the Bible said there that when the dad saw him a great way off, he ran, fell on him, kissed him. And when he got back to the house with his boy, he told his servants, he said, "Now I want you to kill that fatted calf. And I want you to put a robe on this boy. I want you to set the table. I want you to start the music. I want you to call my friends. I want you to call my family. We're about to have a welcoming home party. Because my boy's finally made it back." And the Bible said that when the eldest son came in, he's been working, he's been laboring, he's hot, he's tired, he's been doing what he needed to do. He's been being, if you will, a good boy. He's been being an obedient son. And when he gets close to home, the Bible said that he heard the sound of music, heard the sound of dancing, and he pulled a servant aside. I don't know if he saw the blood from that calf on the ground there, and he said, "What meaneth the sound of this music and dancing?" And they said, "Your brother has come home, and your father has killed the fatted calf." Hear me just a little while. I don't know about around here, but at home there's some. It's got a lot of cattle. And if they ever get to the place they want some fresh meat, they'll get one, put him in a stall, or put him in a place by self, and they'll grain feed that thing. They'll put corn out there. He eats better than all the other cattle. Why? He's got a special purpose. He's got a special reason. They're feeding him to feed the family. They want the meat to taste just right. They want this cow even to be in a place that when they do butcher it, it's going to be the best meat. It's going to be the finest meat. It's going to be the best that the field's got to offer. And this young man is here. I don't guess that we can just slap him around. Amen. He's probably the one that's been grain feeding this cow. He's probably the one that's been taking care of it in its stall. And he looks and says, "I don't understand. I'm hurt. I'm sorrowful. Amen. That calf, amen, we was going to have a fine time. We was going to rejoice. I loved that calf. I was looking forward to enjoying it. I was looking forward to rejoicing with Daddy when we killed that calf. But now it's gone. Hear me just a little while." And he's steady looking at the remains of that dead calf. He's steady looking at what it cannot have. He is steady looking at what's dead and gone. He don't understand it. He can't comprehend it. Hear me just a little while. It's not fun to be let down. It's not fine to be disappointed. It's not fine to get your feelings hurt. And that's where this man is at. I don't believe he's that bad of a boy. I believe it's hurt speaking. I believe it's pain talking. And there's sometimes we may say things in pain and sorrow that we really don't mean. Hear me just a little while. And that's where this boy's at. The more he looks at that carcass, the hurter he gets. The more he looks at that blood where they killed it, the hurter he gets. Hear me just a little while. I was looking forward to that calf. I was looking forward to that thing. But I believe I'd be safe in saying that ain't the only fatted calf. Oh, I feel the burden of the Lord. I believe I'd be safe in saying that ain't the only fat calf Daddy's got. Hear me just a little while. We've got to remember years back, a long time ago, he got these boys together. He said, this half is yours. This half is yours. And one of them took his half and he left. And when he came back, the father did give him one fatty calf. And this boy's looking at that carcass. Daddy's inside the house. They're singing, rejoicing, having a great time. But the only one that's upset is Daddy. He's looking around. I've got one that's not in here. He leaves the singing. He leaves the party. He leaves the rejoicing. And the Bible said he went out unto him. And he said, son, he didn't come out there saying, you sorry lot. You a pitiful wretch. You ought to be in there hugging your brother's neck. He didn't do that. I believe he put his arm around him. They're walking through the field. They're walking through the pasture. Maybe in the barn. And he's saying, son, what's bothering you? What's the matter with you? And he's saying, the fatted calf, it's gone. I can't have it, and I'm upset. And I want it, and I desired it. I fed it. I loved it. I raised it. I put a bottle in his mouth. I was looking forward to enjoying that meat. Hear me just a little while. I'm talking about heart speaking. I'm talking about pain talking. I'm talking about feelings that have been crushed. Hear me. Heart that has been broken. Heart that's been ripped apart. I've lost things dear to me. I don't look forward to Father's Day. I don't. Hear me just a little while. Well, your daughters are going to get you something. But I can't get nobody nothing. And that boy's there. He's heartbroken. He's heartbroken. Daddy knows it. And Daddy puts his arm around him. We must understand he's got his eyes and they're steady fixed on the dead calf. And he is walking by this stall. It's got a fatty calf in it. He's walking by this stall. It's got a fatty calf in it. He's walking by this stall. It's got a fatty calf in it. Daddy probably carries him over to the fence line. And they're looking out. And I'm talking about cattle. Somebody said, I don't know if they wrote a song, made a song with it, or we've heard it a lot of times. And it says, my father owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. I don't know how many hills this man owned. I don't know how much land he had. I don't know how many head of cattle he had. But the way I understand it, and the way it implies, he's not a poor man. And he's looking out. I'm talking about herds here, herds there. Hear me just a little while. We was in Georgia preaching revival. A man in that church took me to his land. He said these cattle had a bunch. And there was a bunch here. Drove across hills through valleys. A bunch here. Drove across hills through valleys. A bunch here. He said they never intermingle. They stay in their little place. He had so much cattle, I couldn't count how many. That's the way I feel this man is. And he's saying, son, quit looking at that dead calf. Look out in this field. Everything I've got, it belongs to you. Hear me. That boy is saying, I can't have one fatty calf. You can have them all. Hear me, church. I'm trying to tell us, yes, the devil magnifies that one dead calf. But God's saying, I've got hills. I've got pastures. I've got stalls. And they're full of hell. I love how the Bible puts stuff. I thought about it this morning. The Bible said that God put in the midst of the garden. I ain't smart. That means middle, don't it? Center. Right in the midst of it all, there's one tree.
Now, I'm not real smart, but a garden and a forest is a forest, and a garden is a garden. There's one tree right in the middle. It's hard not to see other trees when that tree is right smack dab in the middle of a bunch of trees. Hear me just a little while. And the devil takes, and this serpent brings this lady and this man to right in the middle of the garden. I don't know how he done it, but somehow he put blinders on their eyes. And he said, you see that tree? It is good for food. You see that tree? It is to be desired. I dare say if God makes something, every one of them look good for food. Every one of them was desirable. Every one of them, amen, was make your heart to swell up. Their problem was, hear me, all they had to do is lift up their eyes. There's a tree right behind it. They need all they want. There's a tree right beside it. They need all they want. There's a tree there. Eat all you want. God said, of every tree, hear me, one writer said, he had brought me out into a large place. Hey, God's blessings and God's grace and power, it's not little. Hear me. He may magnify a dead calf, but God said, look at the pasture, look in the stall, I've got plenty. Could I read just a little bit more? Bible serious said here in Genesis 44:29. Jacob here talking to us, 11 boys. And he said, if ye take, talking about Benjamin, if ye take this also from me, and mischief befall him, ye shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. What's he talking about? I don't believe he ever threw away that bloody coat. Oh, feel the Holy Ghost. You have a coat here. I don't believe he ever threw away. I believe he's holding it when he's saying this verse right here. He's talking to his boys because there's somebody in Egypt that said, I ain't giving you nothing else. And he even had Simeon locked up in jail. And he said, I won't let him out till you bring Benjamin to see me. And they came back and they're asking Daddy, hey, can we take Benjamin down there and get Simeon out of jail and get us something to eat? And the Bible here is Jacob speaking to their question. And he said, if ye take this also from me. Do you hear the hurt in his voice? If you take this boy also from me, you've already took one. You see this? Judah looked real good. You see that blood that's done dried and caked on that coat? I miss him every day. I cry for him every day and he's gone. And if you take him also from me, I'm going to go down to the grave with gray hairs a weeping and a crying. Hear me just a little while. One chapter later, chapter 45, in verse 27, the Bible said, and they told him all the words of Joseph, which he said unto them. And when he saw the wagons, that's got an S on the back of it. It wasn't just one wagon. I believe Jacob that Joseph knew daddy's upset. They've told him our daddy's upset. He's missing that boy. And Joseph said, I can't just send one wagon. He may not believe it. I'm going to send him a bunch more than he needs. Hear me just a little while. Why? Daddy needs help. I'll send him more than enough. I'll send him storehouses. I'll send him wagon loads. I'm trying to tell us, even get our eyes off the bloody coat and look at the wagons, the blessings, the grace, the power that God's been helping us with.
One dead calf. Hear me just a little while. Hebrews
Read just a little more. Chapter 12 in the first verse. That ain't nothing new to us. I love how it starts out. That chapter 11 ended pretty bad. People being sown asunder, destitute, afflicted, tormented, living in caves and dens of the earth, wearing sheepskin and goatskin, of whom the world was not worthy. And chapter 12 starts out like this. Wherefore, seeing we also. Hear me just a little while. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. I believe he's talking about that fatty calf. That one that's dead. I believe he's talking about that one that's been taken and stripped away. And he's saying, wherefore, even seeing that we are compassed about. That's daddy taking son out to the pasture again. And saying, son, what's bothering you? You see, I got this weight. I got this problem. I got this hurt deep down in my heart. And God's saying, look around. Even it's saying we are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. Hear me just a little while. And it went on to say, even for consider Jesus Christ the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. You remember in Gethsemane, he said, if it be possible, let this cross pass from me. But the Lord sent angels and they ministered unto him and they showed him joy all around the cross. For the Bible said he brought many signs. Instead of just looking at the pain, look around, son. It's going to be a great salvation. It's going to be a great work. It's going to accomplish great things. Looking at the pain of the cross, he never would have done it. But he said he endured it for the joy that was set before him. I believe it's Hebrews, the second chapter, said that he brought many sons. Praise God. And the Bible told us there in one place, when the devil departed, angels appeared and ministered unto him. One tempter. Amen. One adversary. When he departs, the Bible said angels. I don't know how many it was. There's more than 12 legions that came and could have took him from the cross. I wonder if every one of them came down. They're all around him. They're beside him. They're patting him on the back. You can do it, Lord. You can do it, Jesus. We got confidence in you. All of heaven's banking on you. Look out there. One day Jody will get saved. Look out there. One day Brother Lord will get saved. Look out there. One day Jerry will get saved. One day, Brother Michael gets saved, and he got his eyes off of the bitter cup, and he got to looking around at the joy. He got to looking around at the glory, and he said, I'll go, I'll go, I'll drink it, I'll endure it. Why? For all the trees, all the blessings, all the help of God. He led captivity captive. Did it stop there? He just led captivity captive. Well, I wish I had a bunch of stuff. He led captivity captive and he gave gifts. Hold on, I ain't through yet. But that dead calf, Lord, he daily loadeth us. But I ain't through yet. But that dead calf, Lord, he daily loadeth us with benefits. Praise God. Hear me just a little while. I believe he can put so much on us that we'll forget about that dead calf. I believe he can give us so much that we'll forget about what we lost. Hear me just a little while. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, hey, hallelujah.
Israel. Hear me, Jacob. Look at the wagons, not the coat. Get rid of that thing. All aside. And let God do a work in your heart.
I gotta hurry. I just feel like somebody's hurt. Like our good brother said, I may have missed it from a mile. I don't think I did. I just feel like somebody's eyes are on one dead calf. If you let the Father, He'll stick His arm around you. He ain't gonna kick us. I've been down. Brother didn't kick me last night. I sure wasn't meaning. What's he doing? He's just taking me on a tour of Daddy's property. That man said, "You never gave me a kid." That's a goat. And you gave him the fatty calf. He said, "So I'm going to do better than that. I ain't going to give you one fatty calf. Listen to me. Every one of them is yours. You want to eat a steak? Go out there and kill it. I ain't changed my mind. I gave every bit of it unto you." Hey, God. Hey, man. What Jesus say? Sure, the devil took them up to exceeding high amount. Said, "I'll give you all this." But I can read where Jesus said, "The keys of the kingdom I give unto you." Hey, God. "My peace I leave unto you. Not as the world giveth, but as the Father giveth, so give I unto you." He said in one place, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He said in another place, "The works that I do, ye shall do, and even greater." Hear me just a little while. He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go away to prepare a place for you specifically. And where I am, there ye may be also." Hey, I feel the good Holy Ghost. I might get us a song ready. There's not a man who forsakes father, mother, wife, daughter, son, houses, or land for my sake that shall not receive 100-fold. I know in the resurrection of the last day. Are you missing the whole thing, Martha? There's not a one that forsakes those things that shall not receive 100-fold. There. And he said, "And in this life, you may have lost a calf. He's going to give you cattle." I've lost friends, but he gave me a companion. Woo! Oh, feel the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Why worry about one tree cut down when we're missing a forest? Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hear me just. I had not seen, hear it not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared. But if we won't look at that fatty calf, at that dead calf, the Spirit will reveal. He'll show. He'll give it. He'll send it. He'll let us behold it and touch it. For the Bible said, we have handled and tasted the heavenly gift. Hey, friend, let God show you a tour of His pasture. Stand with us.
For after all, did he not say, he that loseth his life, he's the one that'll find it. The Lord said he not only gives, he gives pressed down, shaken together, running over. He'll give, and he said, and shall men give unto your bosom. Why? I don't believe that he stayed out of that party long after Dad got through talking to him. I believe he walked in that party. He may not have been the main attraction of that party. I believe he walked in, shoulders back, tears running down his face. Man, I'm glad to have you home, bro. Thank you, Daddy, for coming out there and giving me that little talk. I was fixing to take a walk myself. Yeah. Woo! Ain't no need in you taking a walk when he's give all. He said he will withhold. He will withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly. Why, it's his good pleasure to give to you the kingdom. Hear me, just it don't hurt God. It don't make God think about it. God don't have to sit down and say, I wonder if I should or not. God just saying, I want to. I want to. I want to give that boy the kingdom. I want. They've left something for me. They've lost something for me. They've wept for me. They've cried for me. I'm going to show them that letting go of a bloody coat is not in vain in the Lord. I'm going to show them that stopping looking at a dead calf is not in vain in the Lord. I'm going to show them that serving God is full of benefits. While they sing, this altar's open.
Like the prodigal,
you don't have to say it out loud. And I wish you'd let go of that.
I was drifting in darkness.
All the joy that'll fill your heart.
The clutches
when you quit looking at that and start looking around. Of every tree, God said you can freely.
My sins were
except for that
so
one.
Many.
Why don't even look at it? Look at all he gave you.
My
why focus on one tree that could run out of fruit when you can have a whole garden
but
that'll never run out
Jesus
of fruit? Come, everyone that will. I'll try
he
to preach to you my heart.
Whole.